Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak. Dramatized in 6 episodes by Jonathan Myerson. Episode 4.
I demand to see
you. Lot don't make demands.
Right to the end, Boozy.
Do they really think you're a White Army spy? Or do they just fancy shooting another bourgeois?
Going to use a bullet?
I've got 8 left. What about you?
What have I done? What is it you
Shut
think?
It!
The Civil War is turning quiet men into casual murderers. Kill or be killed.
I heard there's a supply train due through tomorrow.
Oh, how many times you heard that?
Will this be the last thing you see?
Got a knife then.
This river, those fishermen over there mending their nets, the outskirts of Yuryatin in the distance.
Maybe it's best I never get there.
Where Lara is.
Please, I'm on the train from Moscow. It's halted. Over the other side. I was just walking.
Kneel down, comrade, excellency.
I'm not who you think I am.
Who gives a toss about who you are? You people don't count no more. On your knees.
Oh, I'm just a passenger on the train. I'm travelling from...
You men there. Comrade commander. Who's this?
The white spy. We caught him, like you told us.
Show me his face. Nothing like him. He's a bougie.
That doesn't make him a spy.
I'm a passenger.
He's dangerous. He were asking all manner of questions.
Forgive us, comrade. They took you for someone else. Did you take the comrade's papers?
Sir?
He takes you by the elbow.
Get him up.
Here is a man at home in any situation on earth. He walks with long strides. His boots may be muddy, but they seem shiny. His tunic may be creased, but it seems just pressed. He is the self he chooses to be. He can only be Strelnikov.
Zhivago. Moscow. You're a doctor?
Comrade commander.
Come with me. Help him, man.
Comrade.
Thank you.
All the best.
No hard feelings, eh?
Going to Varikina. Such a remote spot.
A bit of quiet obscurity.
Didn't Varikina used to be part of the Kruger mining estate?
It happens that my wife is...
I hope you're not dewy-eyed for the whites. We've cleared that district.
Why do you insist on mocking me?
Army Medical Corps. Maybe you're a deserter.
I have discharge papers.
These are apocalyptic days, my friend. We should expect archangels with swords and horned monsters from hell. There's no place for mere sympathizers. You have to decide where you stand and fight for it.
All my life I've argued this dilemma with myself. Can you stand aside, or do you have an obligation to join the fray?
And what have you decided?
I have a duty to myself. I have a duty to poetry.
Oh, save me.
Then what are you fighting for?
It's not what I'm fighting for, comrade Dr. Poet. It's the fact that I'm fighting at all. You can't stand back all your life
we
and expect...
We fought the Japanese. I don't know why. I fought the Germans. I don't know why. Now you want me to prove I'm Russian by fighting other Russians?
You have to engage. These are the times. We have to cleanse ourselves before...
Before what? Before people like you devour the whole country.
There's no other way
to... red, they're white, he's green.
You men! For God's sake, get that lad's head seen to!
This is the last batch for the squad!
We don't shoot wounded men! Have him seen to first!
Come on.
That poor boy... could be one of my pupils. He's probably old enough.
You taught?
Near here. Before the war.
Where did you serve?
I volunteered. The Galician Front. I was captured during the advance against Lvov. As soon as I heard about the revolution, I escaped, got myself back here.
And joined the party?
Never have. I'm here as a military specialist. Someone who fought in the old army. Knows how to do it.
You weren't a student revolutionary?
Too busy working for my exams. Poor boys don't have time for much else.
You sound like you've been cheated of something.
We need to form a new universe.
What about your old world? Have you abandoned that completely?
One day I might return to that. When this work is done.
You really believe that? That there's a way back to your family? Are you married?
I have given you my word that you'll be released.
I'm grateful.
This time. But if we meet again, I think our conversation might be entirely different.
If I'm free to go, I have no excuses to offer you.
I don't demand any.
You walk back to the train. This man, so clearly his own master, perfect inflexibility.
He has everything but originality.
Yuri! Where have you been?
With Strelnikov. We had an interesting talk.
But he's a murderer.
More of a Nietzschean.
Yes, but he's hanged whole villages, worse.
Don't believe everything you've heard.
I thought they were going to shoot you.
They almost did.
See? He's a...
Strelnikov stopped them shooting me.
You must be the first.
Not even worth wasting a bullet on, eh, Yuri?
Long may it last.
Come on, quick. Get in. Apparently Yuriat is only two stops away.
Could still take weeks.
And then it's just a 3-hour ride out to Marikino.
The cart horse foaled last week. The foal runs alongside its mother, bouncing on wobbly boned legs. Each time the cart hits a rut, you're all...
Oh,
hang on to me.
I had such a speech prepared for at the station. I never thought we were going to get here, Yuri. Everything that's happened, and then finally, I couldn't believe it. You're Strelnikov. I was convinced he had
we're
you shot.
Here.
I was going to have us all shot.
We're all alive, it's all right.
And all the other people we've seen die, dead, starving inside.
It's all right.
Finally. Oh, it's so lovely.
We've got everything.
Yes. The green damask bundle. It's still on the train, the one with...
No, it's there. It's there. It's under Sasha.
Oh. One, two...
It's like Africa here. Yeah, it shouldn't be this hot at this latitude.
It was from Moscow, then.
That's right.
I'm not surprised you're in such a state.
It's everything. The heat, the fire.
I heard there ain't one brick on another in Moscow.
It's not that bad.
You related to Kruger, then?
I... How did you know? My wife...
Could tell. Look in the lady's face. I know. Still, not what you want to go blabbing to no one.
We weren't going to tell it anyway.
Kruger and me, we build this road, pair of us. Worked for him all my life. Can tell a Kruger in my sleep.
The country is treeless. Reedy stalks of goosefoot, wild fennel, made tall by the setting sun, standing guard over the road.
Here we are. That white house there, see
yeah,
it?
Yes.
Other side of the gully.
What's that?
Silly.
Just me Coolitzin scaring off the wolves down in the valley.
Coolitzin?
The estate manager. He stuck it out through it all. Whoa! That's his wife come in there. Well, second wife. First were an angel, this one. Got to keep your wits about you. Questions.
What are you doing here?
Got some visitors for you. Found them at the station.
Hello. Excuse us. Now, I know you won't be expecting us, but my name is Gromyko. I was a professor of agronomy at the Pietrovskaya, in Moscow, that is, but my wife...
What's going on here? I saw you with these people, Bacchus. What's happening?
Oh, well, gosh, where to start? My name's Gromyko, but my wife, her name was Kruger. We've been living in Moscow all this time, as maybe you know, but we were advised to leave for our health. And this... given my wife's history, seemed the most sensible place to come. We presumed that there would be a corner we could squeeze into somewhere. Just the four of us, and we're not used to eating much.
Why did you choose us? Why on earth did you come here?
Do you have any idea what a burden this will be for Vierky Stepanovich?
Quiet, Yelena, don't interrupt. Do you have any idea what a burden this place is on me?
One ramshackle hut, a bundle of firewood, scrap of land no one's using, that's all.
Why pick on us? Why do we get this honour?
I suppose we'd hope, because you'd heard of us, we wouldn't be among strangers.
How could you even admit you're related to a bourgeois capitalist? Really, you know what's going on.
The danger of it.
We don't need...
I worked all my life for the workers. I was the first in all Siberia to hand over my factory to a workers' committee. And still, they do the revolution without me. And now this. A bunch of former people thinking they can
We want to work. We want to farm.
Don't you realise we're sitting on a volcano?
Yelena, please. Don't you see I'm sitting on a volcano here? Half the people are angry with me because my son is a Bolshevik partisan leader.
Which means he's too much of a red.
And half the people are angry with me because I got myself elected to the Constituent Assembly.
Which means he's not Bolshevik enough.
And now I'm going to hang because of you lot.
We really don't...
What am I, a heathen? A murderer? Think we're going to drive you out into the forest to be eaten by bears? What do you think, Yelena? You could go in the pillared room for now.
Next to the study.
Oh, there's that little house in the park you can fix up for yourselves.
Gladly.
I'm sure we can spare a few sacks of seed potatoes. Get you started.
We'll repay everything. Twice over if we can.
Never mind that now. Yelena, do you reckon the soup's still hot? Well, if that mare's suckling, we better get her inside as well.
Did you really say he'd give us some seed potatoes?
What a summer! Such a season! It's got to be pure magic. How, I wonder, have we earned this for no apparent reason?
You've started writing again.
Alexander, that's Tchutchev. Don't you recognise it?
I'm an agronomist.
That's no excuse.
But have you started writing again?
No need.
I don't need...
This is all I want. Labouring from first light to last. Feed my family, build a roof over their heads, keep them safe.
Not sure about the roof, actually. Might need to go into Uriatin, buy a few tiles.
I can patch it round the flue.
Can you really?
Call me Robinson Crusoe.
Have we got enough hay to cover all these?
Should do.
Hang the cabbages.
Salt the cucumbers.
For years I lectured about this. Now I actually do it.
I love the humid breeze from the cellar. Now it's getting colder. Smell of earth and roots.
The creak of the front door as you step out. It's dark. The snow crunches and the hairs start up from the cabbage patch.
Lynx tracks, like a necklace. We set traps but only catch hares. Pull them out, stiff and frozen.
And on the other side of Uriatin,
off you go.
The schools reopen.
Quick, Kataka, quick!
And you walk back to the Governor-General's courtyard. But the whites are gone.
The same sign, same complaints.
The same hawthorn in bloom.
And the same queue to see the Bolshevik overlord.
Well, what's your business?
I need to see Comrade Strelnikov, I beg you. My son, he's too
long to be a... Take this, Grindel.
I must see Comrade Nobleness Strelnikov.
You could go straight to the front. Tell them you're his wife.
What do wives matter at a time like this? As though feelings mean anything to them. They're the workers of the world, remaking the world. I'm just a wife, another creature. So is a louse. So is a...
What's your business?
It's personal.
Come on.
I'd rather not say.
Name?
It wouldn't be right.
Do you have any idea how long...
Can't I just wait in the queue?
If you want to.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Has Pasha forgotten you? Doesn't love you anymore?
It's because he loves us.
Maybe he just can't be bothered. Maybe you'll run into him, down by the stockyards. Apparently, he lives on that train.
I might be walking down the street when his car drives past.
Or you'll come back here tomorrow, same as yesterday. Join the queue, do it all again, and the day after.
Do you really have enough light?
I'm used to it.
Lead to me.
And so, at last, feature by feature, Tanya begins to understand more thoroughly, thank God, the creature for whom her passion has been planned by fate's decree.
You watch her ironing, that faint smell of charcoal, a burning in the air.
She takes an ember out of the stove and drops it into the iron.
This angel, this proud devil.
The lid snaps shut like a jaw.
Tell, what is he? Just an apparition.
Remembering something, a memory of what? Something of someone.
Just ironing.
The scent.
A
modish, the talk.
Second-hand edition.
Watching her iron.
A glossary of
the black charcoal. What is it?
Just a woman ironing.
Yuri.
Sorry.
I knew there wasn't enough light.
It's fine. Shadow. Null and meaningless. A Muscovite.
It gave you a headache yesterday.
That wasn't the light.
Do you have a fever?
Possibly.
Well, either you do or you don't.
It's more a lump in my chest. My throat. Too often short of breath.
What's that?
My inheritance. Even lawyers couldn't have got me out of this one.
What do you mean?
My heart. Just like my parents.
Don't talk like that.
How can it not be?
Your father, he lived a terrible life. That's what destroyed his health.
My mother died before she was 30.
I'm not going to lose you, Yuri.
It's not... Why do you say it like that?
It's natural for a woman.
It's as though you think you've already lost me.
Those letters I wrote to you at the front when you were at the hospital.
Why bring those up?
Sometimes I feel it all over again.
Why? Why should you?
We do everything together. And it's still not enough.
Enough for what?
For you. For you, Yurochka. The way you wrote to me from that hospital about that woman.
This again.
It was so... There was something there that we had never had. That's why I wrote back the way I did. I was jealous.
I did nothing for you to be jealous of.
I know that. I was jealous of the way she made you feel.
We were working. It was...
I trust you, Yuri. You didn't even know where her room was. All that, I believe you. I trust you. I know you didn't have to. You just spoke to her. And just that was so much more than I have ever given you.
What are you saying?
I wish I knew.
I sit here reading Pushkin, and this is the result.
Maybe we have too much time.
We work all day, some of the night.
But you're not writing.
I don't... I'm not ready. I want to be, but... I'm enjoying my work out there, the field, the real work, growing things.
You go out there making something out of nothing, and then you march in here and have nothing to tell me.
I have so many thoughts as I work.
Share them with me. One. Just one.
They're nonsense. That's the glory of work. You can think and throw it all away. I can't. They don't belong.
Thank you.
I don't even know what we're arguing about.
I'm not enough for you. I want things to be simple.
This is ridiculous.
I don't challenge you enough. I don't make you suffer.
Please, Tonya, stop.
Maybe I brought it on myself. I love everything about you. The best things, the worst things. I love your intelligence. I love your talent.
No, come here. No, stop. Put the iron down. Please.
There's no one better than you.
Please, quiet.
I just wish. Oh, no. Look. Your shirt is ruined.
It doesn't matter.
Would you prefer I didn't care? You really would prefer I didn't care? Why can't I be someone who doesn't care? No. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it!
Night after night you dream.
Show me your ration book.
Why?
We don't think it's yours, it's someone else's.
There's my name.
We don't think that's your name.
You know the voice.
We don't want you to be frightened.
But you can't place the voice.
I'm not.
You know it and don't know
it. We need
to
know what you're doing on this train.
Who are you?
Why do you want to go to Yuriatin?
I don't. It's the last place
I want. It says here you've got a ticket.
Yuri? All right.
That dream.
I'll go back to sleep.
Yes.
Of course I know it's my son.
Don't you want to see him?
If he's got to stay under wraps, he's got to stay under wraps.
Grandpa, look, I've drawn you.
Let me talk to your mother, little one.
Pavel Ferapontovich, his daughter's growing up without him.
Really? We all have our revolutionary duty. I did 12 years out here doing my time. I didn't watch him grow up neither.
I thought if you wrote to him, he might come and see you.
Nah, that'd ruin the whole thing.
What thing?
The struggle. The 8 villages east of your Yatin. I run the revolutionary committee. We're fighting for the revolution, let me tell you. I've taken a strong line more than once.
Does that stop you having a family?
How else are we going to remake the world?
They're coming! They're coming!
What? Oh,
Slay, coming up the track. It's the commissars.
What do you mean?
Big fancy sleighing man in a leather jacket, shiny boots. I was up the barn.
What are you talking about?
We're not allowed to farm this land. The people on this land. I should never have let you. This is all your fault.
We're only feeding ourselves.
Before you came, no one minded about us out here. We'd always been here, but now there's the doctor, the la-di-da, professor. Everyone wants
us. It is the commissars. There's no point running.
What if the Shikar take us? You've heard what they do. Burn your skin off, drown you in shit.
Yeah, Stepanovich, it'll be all right.
Take me! Do what you want with me! Take my wife, I beg you, master, comrade,
please.
Master.
Comrade Gromyko, comrade Chivago.
Yevgraf?
And I presume this is comrade Mikulitsyn, father of the great forester?
This is Yevgraf.
A genuine honor to meet you, Avyerky Stepanovich.
Sir? Comrade, sir?
Avyerky, this is comrade Commissar Chivago, my half-brother. He works for the Central...
How are you?
Better than when you last saw me, I believe.
That's true. You were raving then.
And less angry than the time before that.
Long forgiven.
How did you know we... I mean, what are you doing here?
I've been posted to the district. Temporarily.
Posted?
Nothing official. Things to be done. They asked me to do them.
Yevgraf!
Tonya!
You
look wonderful!
You always seem to turn up when we need you most. What are you doing here?
He won't tell us.
But we won't farm the land anymore.
Oh, don't worry about that. We all need to eat, don't we?
Well, if you want to make a requisition...
Not what I'm here for.
Then let me give some to the brave Red Regiment.
Will you stay? A day? A week?
Yes.
Where's my little nephew?
Sasha, come here. It's Uncle Grania.
He stays with you for a fortnight. Most days he rides into Yuryatin. There are arrests, executions. When he arrives back, you talk about other things.
There must be some way I can make things easier for you. So Tonya can spend more time with Sasha. You can get back to your work.
I work every day.
Your poems, your writing.
Poetry.
Yuri, right now we're fighting. The whole country. Once this is over, we'll need people like you. You define us. We want to find a place for you.
Who is we? You're my half-brother. I know almost nothing about you.
I'm a cog in a large wheel. If it wasn't me, it'd be someone else. Plenty of them. But you writers, you're rare.
And then he's gone.
Will I ever see him again?
Goodbye!
Bye.
With the snows thawing but the ground still too hard to work, you can go into Yuryatin. Start reading in the library.
It might actually start me writing again.
Then go.
You're sure?
Why not?
Maybe Yuryatin isn't safe.
But if they come for you, for us, they can find you here, they can find you there.
That's not what I meant.
Then what?
No. Nothing. Maybe I will.
And those two books are mine, the Pugachev.
You already have 8 books out.
Is there a limit?
8 books.
I'm only just sitting here.
8 books is the limit.
I'll get through these quickly then.
That would be best.
But you can keep them.
We'll reserve them for 7 days.
Thank you.
You read faster, concentrating harder. You barely see anyone around you. Just the man on your left, the woman on your right. The sun passes across the room from the east round to the south wall. The librarian with a nervous sneeze lowers the blind, softening the light.
Everyone's looking at her, waiting for her to lower the last blind. One last column of sunshine falling onto the desk.
And it lights a woman as she stands from her work, her back to you.
The room has changed.
She walks across to the librarian.
Lara.
Talks to her in a whisper, an arm round her shoulder.
And it's working.
So go and speak to her.
The last time we spoke, it wasn't. There was something happening, something not entirely understood.
Which is not your way.
I won't disturb her.
Turn your chair sideways. Hold the book on your lap. Put the other one on your knees. You can only see her profile. Occasionally she stops to think, stares up at the ceiling, exactly as you remember from the hospital in Meluzejevo.
Why doesn't he say hello?
It would be a break from all this Marxist theory.
Is he working or pretending to work?
You have to re-educate yourself before they'll take you back teaching.
He's turned his chair right away from me. Does that mean he has seen me or he hasn't?
Centralization of the means of production and socialization of labor at last reach a point where the capitalist integument becomes...
Oh, God.
You haven't seen her go. Suddenly you're working, you're focused, content, for an hour, maybe more.
Enough.
You take your books back to the desk.
A good morning's work.
Quickly say hello to an old friend.
It would be wonderful to see her again.
She's gone.
Lara.
Her books are there on the counter. Her address slip sticking out. Ulitsa Kupieczyskaya, opposite the House of Muses.
Finished?
Thank you.
The House of Muses.
A row of statues along the outside. Nine Greek women, stern goddesses, staring across the road at Lara's home.
It seems as though all the ladies of the house have come out onto the balcony to look down at you.
It's a long ride back to Varikino.
Walk on. Walk on.
Are packed. And if I see another, we have soap.
We have graft sent to us, like you promised. Two cakes and a can of paraffin.
Clean clothes.
Oil for the lamps. You can read to us again.
More laundry work for you.
I can do it.
You look exhausted.
I look terrible.
Now you're really talking nonsense.
So, look at my skin. It's rough. It's ruined.
We've become workers. I like that about us.
I want to be dancing at a ball in your arms. The most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Those days are gone.
Why should they be? There's no life in my eyes. There's no... Look, my cheeks are old, grey.
Darling.
You expect so much of me. I know you do.
When have I ever...
You love your planting and your sawing and your... I don't. I hate this miserable life. I haven't got your energy. I can't keep...
You're pregnant.
Stop trying to distract me.
You are.
I thought you'd given up medicine.
I can't unknow what I know.
I don't want to be pregnant.
Tonya, you're giving your energy to the baby. That's all it is.
I don't want a baby. Not into this life.
You're tired.
Oh, I wish it was just that.
Then what?
Oh, yeah. I love you so much.
I love you, Tonya. You're my life.
Oh, Yuri.
She is already at the disposal of the future she's carrying.
Yurochka.
She's bewildered.
You're...
isolated. She doesn't need me.
The muses watch you walk into the courtyard of her house. You're wondering why you... And she's...
Standing by the well. A yoke over her shoulders, buckets balanced on each end. Hair tied carelessly in a kerchief.
Zhivago.
Larissa Fyodorovna.
What are you doing here?
I'll take those.
I don't like to stop halfway through things.
Can't we do it together?
I don't like to leave things unfinished.
I didn't mean
to... I've got to... Well, come along then, if it's me you came to see. Sorry, is it?
Who else?
You tell me.
I can't watch you work.
You call this work? You're spending too much time with your books.
Please.
A year in the district and now you turn up wanting to splash water all over the stairs.
How did you know?
Mind your head. We'll go through the front hall. There's more light. But wait here. I'll take the water up the back stairs and let you in from inside.
I can...
You can admire our fancy cast iron stairs. It's a lovely old place.
How long have you... I mean, were you caught up in the fighting?
Just took the brickwork a bit. Some of the plaster's come off. Look here, the bricks have opened up completely. Carton, can I use it to hide the key? Stay there. I'll just go around. Some deep thoughts or something.
She does everything so lightly. The pure curve of her spine when she bends, a smile crinkling her lips, her words, her...
Zhivago! What are you doing?
Sorry. Sorry!
Your ear's going as well.
I was thinking thoughts, like you told me to.
You always take me so literally. Give me your hand. The first two rooms are stacked with furniture. You'll only bump into something.
What's all this? I can't see a thing. Oh.
It's not ours. We were given this flat when the school was requisitioned. I can't stand other people's things all around me, so I've stacked it in here. Blacked out the windows.
Are you doing all this from memory?
It doesn't take long. Left at the escritoire. Two paces. And shimmy right as far as the elephant foot. That's it. All right?
Almost.
Hold my hand tight. If I lose you in here, you might never be seen again.
Would that be so bad?
Don't stop.
Would that be so bad?
What?
If we were lost here forever. Wandering between the Biedermeier and the chaise. Making a home behind the armoire.
You've changed.
Have I?
You seem much happier. You smile now.
You can't see my face.
You don't feel different.
I'm older. I've seen things.
Don't talk about that.
May I? Can I touch you?
I didn't think you would come.
I knew that I would. I just had to. First, I had your skin. So
come closer here.
And you knew I would come.
I knew.
Mama.
Cardega, you're home.
What are you doing in there? Where are you?
We've got a guest. This is my daughter, Katinka. This is Yuri.
Hello.
Very pleased to meet you.
I thought you were out, Pipkin. Didn't hear you come in.
I got the key out of the crack, and there was a rat in it. It had teeth like... It wanted to scare me, but I wasn't.
Yuri Andreevich is staying for supper. I'll call you when it's ready.
All right. Is there buckwheat?
Of course.
There's always buckwheat.
If only I could stay. But days I come into town, I try to be back while it's light. Mm. It's a long ride back. That's why I set off early. I'll have to go soon. We have supper at 6, and I really don't like
Another
to...
Another half hour?
Stay here, you mean?
Shall I get the samovar?
Please just stay here. Next to me. There was a storm the night after you left. The hospital. And this branch was
banging against the door, maybe a window. I don't remember. It woke me. I was so convinced you had come back.
I almost did. Every station, I gripped the arms of the seat.
You stood in the hall, soaking wet, telling us some story about your train being stopped and being turned back by patrols. And you and me, we both knew it was just a story for Mademoiselle Fleury's sake.
But I didn't come back. Are you saying I should have?
Yeah, I'm saying so much time.
Yuri.
Lara. Here during the shelling?
Both times. When the Whites took it from the Soviet militia, then when the Red Army took it back.
We were arriving just as the Whites were in retreat.
We?
My son. My father-in-law. My wife.
You've got an unexploded bomb in our garden.
Is there?
It's a shell just inside the gate.
I'll be careful next time. If ever I'm invited back.
There's a red flag to mark it, but then you could easily mistake that
the
for...
The house was shaking. Even the rats were scared.
But you were all right, once the Reds were back.
It was bad under the White. Extortion, revenge killings. Soldiers just took what they wanted, who they wanted. It was a relief when Strelnikov took over, even with his reputation.
I met him.
Strelnikov?
He's so different from what you expect. Not some blood-guzzling killer. He's still human. He's still somehow not a type.
He's my daddy.
We don't know that for sure.
What?
Everyone says so. Says it's Pavel Pavlovich Antipov. My daddy is a great general.
I had no idea.
It started as a rumour, but now it seems pretty certain.
I'm sorry.
For what you said, or that he is Pasha, or that Pasha isn't dead, or...
It must have been difficult for you.
Daddy had to capture the town. He had to order the artillery. He couldn't just say, my wife and my daughter are there, so the Whites can keep the city, could he?
No.
That's why he's great.
He's pushing the Whites back into eastern Siberia now.
Teacher says he's got Galiulin on the run.
Galiulin?
I presumed you knew. He was here. The constituent assembly forces sent him. He's a general. He's trying to rally the White forces out east.
I heard that he was with the Whites.
Mummy used to speak to him when he was here.
Enough now. Katinka, isn't it time for bed?
I still have five...
Yeah, it is.
Can I take this candle?
Be careful.
Good night, Father.
Nice, Katinka. I'm sorry. I really am. It must be so... I don't know how you square that sort
of thing. I don't want to talk about... It's been so terrible here. I feel so sad for Pasha. He's suffering so much.
I liked him.
You two seem destined to meet.
When the Red Army was still here, you didn't even see him then?
It's something beyond noble, beyond unbelievable. That's how I know he's in pain.
He wants to come back here and triumph, lay his deeds at your feet.
I said I didn't want to talk about... You can't go home now.
My horse is at Samdeviatovsi and I can get a room there.
Zhivago.
They know me there.
Zhivago.
Lara.
Zhivago's come back. Have you been writing? Is that what you were doing in the library?
If you mean poems, some... Some lines. Is there any point? I wonder why I go on.
Because we all do.
That time in the hospital, that was good work. We saved lives. Now it seems impossible. Even the powerful are doomed.
You mean Pasha?
The Bolsheviks are just using him. Once the war is won, they'll trample on him without a thought.
Couldn't he escape?
You could do that in the days of the Tsar. But these people, they're different. They know everything.
I used to be excited about the revolution. You wanted to change everything.
Sure. Change to
something, but these people, they don't ever want to get there. What they love is the turmoil, the chaos. They don't know what they want to do. They just want to keep changing things. They wanted the civil war. They fight this war by destroying things. Everything must be raised and prepared. But for what?
I didn't realise you were...
A man is born to live, not to prepare for life. Life, the gift of life, it's such a breathtaking thing, so serious, so marvellous. Why make do with these childish schemes, these moronic plans? Life, that's what we need, allow the people to live.
I love it when you talk like that.
Do you agree?
Of course, look at me, look at us. Trapped in these rooms, reading Das Bloody Kapital so I can go back to teach history.
As soon as you've read Marx, they'll change to something else. They don't know what they want, they're so... They have no talent, no ability.
Why don't you write about that?
And wait for the knock on the door.
It's going to come sooner or later.
I'd rather plant potatoes, grow beans, manage a bit of forest.
But no writing.
There has been some.
Read me one.
I couldn't.
Why not?
It wouldn't be right.
You don't need to. This was inevitable. We both know it was.
Tonya is everything to me.
She always will be. I won't come between you.
What will I tell her? When I get back tomorrow. When she spent the night worrying about me.
That's right. I ran into Sam Devyatov and he had some cousin of his coughing up blood. Oh. Nothing I could do.
Poor you.
And then by the time the cousin was... it was too late to start the ride back. New moon.
He should have warned you. That's not fair.
He gave me a room at his inn.
I should think so.
Where's Sasha?
He's out with Father collecting birchwood or something.
I wouldn't ever let anything happen to you. You know that, don't you?
What do you mean?
I would protect you from anything. You mean more to me than my own life.
Has something happened? In town? Were there more arrests?
I just wanted to say that. That's all, really. When is supper?
Sunset, as usual.
Shall I go and help with the firewood?
It was cut more than they can really carry.
I'll get my gloves. I need to... It'll be good to get out there again.
Maybe you should put the horse away first?
You're right. You're right. I'll do that. And then I'll... You're right.
The snows unfolded across the roads, blocking out roof slopes. I'll go outside just to stretch my legs. You're standing by the door. Solitary, wearing your thin spring coat, hatless, indoor shoes. You're chewing at something inside you and a mouthful of snow. Trees and fences drop into the distance. Nothing but mazy darkness. You're the only whiteness, standing alone in the yard. Water drips from your neckerchief down sleeves into cuffs, tumbling like dewdrops, a glistening tiara. A single strand of yellow blonde hair, and everything's alight. Your face, your neck, your outline, your thread-thin coat. Snow in your lashes, still wet. In your eyes... Still a yearning. Everything about you cut from a single piece. You're an iron blade, dipped and wetted in blackest dye. You've dragged your nib across my spirit and graven there forever your humility, your meek acceptance. And that's why it doesn't matter how hard the world's heart beats. And how it doubles and redoubles this night, this snow. If I try to draw the boundary between us, I can't. I won't. But who are we? And where did we begin? When, after all our years, all that remains of us is rumour and hearsay,
and were quite gone.
Thank you.
I always read them first to Tonya. Ever since...
Shh. You're writing again.
I shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I've never had a poem written about me before.
You have.
We must get you published again.
That would be too dangerous.
Won't your brother protect you?
He's already saved me from accident and disease. I can't make any more work for him.
I'm not going to let you out of my sight ever, ever again.
Sometimes I sit and I wonder, how am I ever going to live without you?
I won't intrude on your family. I'm happy here. Just visit me. Just write poems about me.
They will find us.
Why would they want to?
When Pasha is finally no use to them. If there's no escape, where will he come to?
He's too ashamed. What you said about laying his victories at my feet, it's not like that.
Do you really think they don't know you're here? That I'm here? They tolerate us, in readiness.
But why do we always end up talking about Pasha, about them? All that matters is who I am now, here. Lying next to you. Warmed by you. Being me. Talking to you.
Why did we wait so long?
You're the one who waited.
By the time we got here...
I don't mean that. I mean in that hotel you could have stepped forward and saved me, pushed Victor out of the way and said, "She's mine, step back, you cab."
He would have challenged me to a duel.
And you would have shot him like Eugene Onegin.
So you did instead.
I wasn't trying to shoot him. I just needed him to notice me.
I must remember never to ignore you.
And again, you could have rescued me then, but no, you went and bandaged up that big fat man.
I didn't want to, but you had winged him.
And you abandoned me again. I really don't know why I give you the time of day, Zhivago.
Why do you have to be so lovely?
Please don't. It's not what's important.
I am a criminal.
Your family shows you the same affection, the same respect. Tonya shows you the same love.
I love her just as much.
Have you ever believed in free love?
No.
Are you some superman blessed with special privileges?
I am unfaithful.
So you wait for some impossible, unpredictable event to loose the knot.
I watch him walking into the yard. It's usually gone noon. Sometimes he carries books under his arm.
You shouldn't sit waiting.
He always looks up at the room and sometimes I let him see me. Usually I don't. I listen to him take the key out of its crevice.
Sometimes you shout at a rat.
I listen to him walk up the stairs. He floats up the stairs. Sometimes he's putting the key in the door before I realise he's there and I have to run back into the room and pretend to be surprised. I think he believes me. He doesn't rush and greet me. He's not that type. He usually just stands in the doorway and stares at me. So I stare back. Even though I'm desperate to rush across and seize him, squeeze him. And then he closes the door and the noise of it seems to wake him up and he says...
I've written a poem.
About me?
In a way.
What's it called?
Mary Magdalene.
I see.
I've been thinking a lot about...
What?
Sin.
I'm going to hold you and kiss you and take you to bed. Each night brings back my demon, my fee for services rendered. The memories of sin crowd in like vampires sucking at my heart, remembering how I surrendered to men's desires. A crazy tart, only at home on the boulevard. A few minutes more and then the lips of the grave will meet. But first I will go as far as I can and break open my life, Lord, at your feet.
like an alabaster jar. Oh, where now would I be, my teacher and redeemer, if every night eternity were not ensconced in my flat and waiting like a customer, entangled in my net? But what is the meaning of sin and death and hell when everyone can see me grafted indissolubly to you as a cutting to a tree in my immeasurable grief? And, Jesus, when I press your feet against my knees, perhaps I am learning already to hug the square shaft of a cross, and, swooning, I prepare your body for other oils than these. Do you feel buried?
Don't be silly.
Answer me.
Do you really surrender to men's desires?
I did.
Do you now?
Well, we all have to surrender to them, to the commissars.
You and I don't. In this single, empty room.
It's not empty when we're in it.
You fill more than a room. You fill my whole life.
Does that scare you?
It's not fear. It's wonderment. It's a miracle.
Yuri?
Yes?
You are so funny these days.
I think I'm working too hard.
You shouldn't go to that library so much.
You're right. I must stop. I'm not achieving anything.
I just want you to be happy. If it's not making you happy...
I have to tell her.
If that's what you've decided...
I need her to forgive me.
She will. I know she will. Everything you've told me about her.
I won't be able to see you.
You will never see each other again.
I might still go to the library.
Apparently there's some book of Lenin's I still have to read.
I'll try not to go for a while then.
You can never go.
I've seen how unhappy you are.
You've made me so happy.
You mustn't worry about me.
Of course I do.
I'll be all right. You mustn't think about me.
You watch the tears run down her face.
Katenka, me, we'll be all right.
She's not letting herself feel them any more than the statues opposite feel the rain run down their faces.
I'll be all right.
For months you've watched him come to you. What your life has been about. What your life has been for.
I can see you're doing the right thing.
There is no right thing.
Whose fault is that?
If only I had known.
Known what?
Known who you were. Known to follow my instincts. I did nothing. At the hospital, it was already too late.
Oh, it's always been too late.
Antonia is pregnant.
Oh, I see.
I should have.
You should go.
I'm going to tell her everything. Beg her to forgive me.
You said.
It will be difficult for her.
She needs you. You should go.
I'll...
What?
I'm going to go.
You meant to end it completely.
I didn't make that clear.
You meant something absolute.
Forever.
You softened it.
How could I say forever? She sat listening, so calm, so giving.
She almost certainly misunderstood you.
I must make it clear. I can't leave her hoping I'm coming back.
Ooh.
The sun is dipping. The forest smells of damp leaves. Flies in the air settling on your face and neck.
I must go back. Explain. There is no possibility.
Say it more clearly, with real feeling. You were so cold before.
Come on, boy. Round you go. Back we go.
What's the hurry?
Such a simple thought.
I will confess everything to Tonya, but why today?
You can go to town one more time. You can talk to Lara properly.
Show her all the love I feel.
Somehow make up for all the suffering to come.
Why didn't I think of this before? She'll be standing there, the promise of her nearness, unknown by anyone in the world, as perfect.
Whoa. You're at the crossroads.
Steady! Whoa!
three men blocking your path.
Stop right there, Doctor.
A schoolboy in a beret and crossed cartridge belts.
Don't move!
A fat man in quilted trousers and priest's hat.
Do what we say, and you won't be hurt.
And a trooper in a greatcoat.
Disobey us, and we will shoot you. Sorry.
What is this? I've no money.
The surgeon attached to our troop has been unfortunately killed.
Troop?
We're the Forest Brotherhood.
We are conscripting you, comrade, as medical officer.
Liberi?
That's right. I just popped in to see me father. He said you might be coming this way. Take his reins, Boris.
My wife is expecting me. Will I be able to return home by sunset?
You go home when the war is won, Doctor. However long that takes.
In episode 4 of Dr. Zhivago by Boris Pasternak, dramatised by Jonathan Myerson, Yuri Zhivago was played by Tom Goodman Hill, Lara by Eve Best, and the narrator was Ian McDermott. Tonya was Claire Corbett, Alexander Alan David, and Pasha Don Gillet. Yev Graf was Stuart Macquarie, Mikulitsin Trevor Cooper, Yelena Anabengo, and Antipov Peter Marinka. Other parts were played by Jared McDermott, Helen Schlesinger, Joseph Alessi, John Dougal, Simon Treves, Daryl De Silva, Lloyd Thomas, Sky Bennett and Greg Sulkin. The poems were translated by Jonathan Myerson, John Stallworthy, Peter France and Frank Jude. Dr. Zhivago was produced and directed by Jonquil Panting.